Hi, this is Todd Wright, and this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening, and hopefully for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast will talk about the current college football playoff and the Final Four we have, how we got to that point, as well as the news about expansion of the playoff in 2 years. 2024 will have a 12-team playoff, and what might even happen shortly after that. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Very quickly, Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. Go see Sean Sullivan if you are in the market for a new vehicle. It can be either a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a pre-owned vehicle of a different make and model that is in the massive inventory on the Bill Curry Ford lot. Sean Sullivan wants to get you in a new or pre-owned vehicle, and you can get in front of him by asking for Grace Thomas and telling her you are a listener of mine. Sean is the GM. He will get it done for you the same way he got it done for me just a little over a year ago as I traded in a 2014 Ford Focus for a 2018 Ford Escape. I'm a very happy customer, and I recommend you reach out to Grace Thomas to talk to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group is providing holiday gift baskets for every winner of the foursome that's the champion at the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 39 golf tournament and Holiday Spectacular. Jeremy does a great job with that. Sean has been supporting me for years. I look forward to seeing Colin and Tony and Danelle, as well as Jeremy, at the golf tournament as they are playing in it this coming weekend. Brandon Legal Group has a very simple message they want me to convey to you. When you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full-service law firm. Full-service can mean family law, among other things. Brandon Legal Group would be happy to give you a free consultation to see if their full-service can help you in whatever specific area of law you need. Full service generally means full service. You can find out by requesting a free consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com or by calling 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Email for the Toddcast is write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at ToddWright2121. First, the current Final Four. USC lost their chance by losing a second time to Utah, and Utah goes to the Rose Bowl again. USC will also play in a New Year's Six Bowl as a result. TCU, because they were undefeated going into the Big 12 championship, does not lose their spot in the playoff, although I am surprised they didn't fall to four, and Ohio State move up to three in the college football playoff standings. But yes, I feel Ohio State was deserving of a playoff bid, and I felt TCU had done more than anyone else who could be considered to get in the playoff, and that included a two-loss Alabama team. The fact that the playoff didn't move Ohio State up to create massive attention and potential ratings in prime time at the Fiesta Bowl for a Michigan-Ohio State rematch, to me, is a miss by the college football playoff. Yes, I can argue Ohio State deserved the third spot over TCU. Ohio State, not a conference champion. TCU, not a conference champion. Ohio State's one loss is to an undefeated Michigan. TCU's one loss was to K-State, which is not undefeated and not in the playoff. I'm fine with the four they picked, but I think it's a miss by the college football playoff. They miss out on huge lead up to Michigan-Ohio State rematch. TCU still gets in the playoff, and basically the committee would say, we think you're worthy of the playoff. Now go out and beat the defending champion Georgia in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl. So that's just my opinion, but the four in, I'm good with. I was at the Michigan-Georgia Orange Bowl semifinal last year, and it was no contest. I'm trying to convince myself that a possible Michigan-Georgia championship game is going to be any different. Jim Harbaugh does, look, some of the players are different. I get that. But Georgia's players still look better to me than Michigan's players. Faster, more physical. I don't know if what Michigan learned from having the shit beaten out of them last year. I mean, that Orange Bowl game was over before the first half was over. Georgia could have put another touchdown on the board at the end of the first half, and Georgia kind of called off the dogs before even halftime. It was extremely one-sided. Michigan's offensive coordinator from last year, gone. Michigan's defensive coordinator from last year, gone. Are these two new coordinators? And is there a big enough chip on this Michigan Wolverines team to avoid a scenario like that if Michigan wins its semifinal game against TCU and if Georgia wins its semifinal game against Ohio State? I don't know. I just know what I saw last year between Georgia and Michigan, and it was about as one-sided as it could be. So I'm trying to convince myself that something could be different. Otherwise, we could have a very bad national title game between Georgia and Michigan if it gets to that point. So those are just my thoughts on the college football playoff. Now, let me give you my thoughts on the expansion of the college football playoff. I was asked on Spectrum, Bay News 9, did the committee get it right? You know, we talk about this seemingly every year. And if you've followed college football for as long as I have, and some of you have followed it for longer than I have, it used to be simply a poll that determined the top team, whether they played anybody of significance in the last bowl game or not. You were voted number one. So then we started the process of, well, let's have a game. Let's put number one versus number two. And we had that, but the Rose Bowl wasn't participating in that. So then they got the Rose Bowl involved, and the Rose Bowl gave up its traditional matchup if we could put one versus two. And then that wasn't good enough. So then we went to four teams. So the third best or fourth best team weren't complaining. And we've had that for what? Almost a decade now. And the games haven't been good. I mean, most of them have been really bad. The college football playoff has been a flop, even if expanding to four was the right thing to do. You can count on one hand the great games that were played, the memorable games that were played. There aren't that many. Title game, and especially in the semifinals. So now they go to 12, and I'll just tell you what I like about it. I like that now the 13th best team is going to bitch. You're the 13th best team. You're probably going to have two losses. You only have yourself to blame. So we're well past the number two team saying, what about us? The number three team saying, what about us? The number five team saying, what about us? I like the home games for the first round. In addition to the top four getting a bye in the first round. The byes only go to conference champions. Notre Dame cannot qualify for a bye unless they are an official member of a conference. And we're going to know a lot more about that by the time Notre Dame plays its first game in the 2023 season. They will either have opted out of their deal with the ACC for scheduling purposes and other sports to make themselves available to the Big Ten or the Big 12 or who knows, the SEC. But they make that decision in a year. I think Notre Dame will be joining a different conference than their current deal from the ACC. And part of it will be not only all the television money that's out there, especially for the Big Ten with USC and UCLA coming on board and more teams coming on board there. Yes, I know there's a lot of TV money with the SEC adding Texas and Oklahoma. By the way, just one thing. If I were named SEC commissioner tomorrow, the first thing I'd do is have the University of Missouri president in my office, and I'd just take out my checkbook and I'd say, how much? Because you're going away. You no longer serve our purposes. You add nothing. You add nothing. You got to go. And I'm sure the Big 12 will pick you up. And have a nice day. That's it. Missouri adds nothing to the Southeastern Conference. They haven't. They don't. They won't. Write them a check and let them go. So that all said, Notre Dame joining a conference, well, if they win that conference, then they can qualify for the bye. They won't be excluded from the bye the way, say, a group of five team, if we're even going to use that term anymore, potentially will. But I like that one thing that bowl games and playoff games or BCS games have lacked is a true college atmosphere. And at least with the first round games, with five hosting 12, six hosting 11, seven hosting 10, eight hosting nine, those games are true home games and they should be well attended and have a true college football vibe to them. And I'm happy about that. Now, there are already some people saying, well, why don't we do that for the quarterfinals as well, since 1 versus 4 don't get a home game? I get where you're going, but I like that the quarterfinals can protect the integrity of the other New Year's Six bowls that aren't hosting the semifinals, because we have a couple of big examples in recent years of New Year's Six bowl games that their integrity was compromised by players opting out for the NFL draft because the game didn't mean anything. They weren't playing for a national championship. North Carolina played Texas A&M in an Orange Bowl a couple of years ago, and the only reason they got there was because of their top two running backs. Both running backs opted out, didn't play in the Orange Bowl. North Carolina lost to Texas A&M. The game wasn't the same. It wasn't what the Orange Bowl wanted. It wasn't what anybody wanted. It wasn't why North Carolina got there. Then a year ago, Pitt wins the ACC. Pitt wins the ACC, and Kenny Pickett says, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to opt out and go to the NFL draft. Now, these players, the North Carolina running backs and Kenny Pickett, have every right to do what they did. However, they wouldn't do it if they were still playing for a national championship. Pitt was not playing for a national championship in last year's Peach Bowl against Michigan State, so Kenny Pickett said, you guys go win one without me. That's not what the Peach Bowl signed up for. It's not why Pitt got the bid. North Carolina lost to A&M in that Orange Bowl. Pitt lost to Michigan State in that Peach Bowl. It's not good. The current model protects the New Year's Six Bowls. There wouldn't be a single player opting out of a Peach Bowl, a Cotton Bowl, a Rose Bowl, an Orange Bowl, a Fiesta Bowl. Which one am I leaving out? A Sugar Bowl, if it's a playoff game. The opt-outs would not apply anymore to the major bowls. So let's calm down. You want more home games than just expand the playoff beyond top 12, which at some point you're probably going to do anyway. but let's preserve the integrity of those New Year's Six bowls, because no players are going to opt out when they're in a quarterfinal game to potentially advance to keep playing for a national championship. They're not going to do that to their teammates. They're not going to do that to their fans. They've done it when the national championship cannot be won. And if you allow those major bowls to be annually part of the playoff, the opt-outs will not happen. And then we have the semifinals, and then we have the final game, just as we currently have. So there are enough things that I like about it. As I've said all along, going from voting number one to one playing two to one playing four and two playing three for the right to play one more game, it's all progress. It's better than just a group of people saying, yeah, they're the best, they're number one, and having everyone else with some different levels of complaints. Sometimes it just works out. I agree with, was it Dari who said to Chris Fowler, said, this is a show for another time that they'll never do. This year would have been perfect for the BCS. You have one versus two. Unquestioned, right? Doesn't mean they're going to win in this model or in a future model. But complaints of any team that Georgia shouldn't play Michigan this year in one game and one game only for the national championship, lame complaints. You all had your chance. None of you are undefeated. They are. Undefeated Big Ten champion versus undefeated SEC champion. Sorry, no argument for anybody else. Again, I'm not saying Georgia and Michigan can't lose in this form of a playoff, but if we were in the BCS era or the coalition era, this would be just fine with me. Every year is different. Okay, so we'll leave it at that in terms of this year's playoff and looking ahead to the expanded playoff in 2 years. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of it. And obviously in the expanded playoff, it guarantees that a non-Power 5 conference champion is going to get into the playoff. It also will put significantly more SEC and likely Big Ten teams in the playoff as well. And I think it motivates Notre Dame to opt out of their ACC deal, speaking of opt-outs, and basically say to the Big Ten, what do you got for us? And I have a feeling the Big 12 might throw a ton at them to try to get them in the Big 12, which might be an easier path to one of those first round buys for Notre Dame. But I'm not sure there's enough money there. But remember how the Big 12 threw the kitchen sink at Texas to prevent there from being a Pac, what was it going to be, a Pac 14 or a Pac 16 when Texas was going to break off with Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State, and the Big 12 just threw everything at Texas to keep them and prevented them from leaving until now they're leaving for the SEC. I have a feeling the Big 12 might do that to attract Notre Dame. And as long as Notre Dame has one other suitor, they can basically call their shot with the Big Ten, holding that 100-year grudge from not being invited a long, long time ago. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Remember, you can reach me at write.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.